Now to France's neighbor, Spain. With its sunshine and windswept plains, the country is well suited to harness renewable energy. For the past decade, the country has tried to do just that, helped by an infusion of government subsidies. Despite those efforts, Spain's greenhouse gas emissions are still on the rise. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
Sebastián Larusso knows where there's money to be made in Spain. Sitting in a Madrid cafe, this Argentine-born 38-year-old says he's a partner in half a dozen businesses here. But he made a killing in solar panels. I used to tell people, this is a divine business, he says. It's heaven sent. As long as the sun shines and the government subsidizes it, you make money. Spain used to be the world's hottest solar market. Electricity from solar panels was bought for up to 5 times the market price, and all new homes were required to have them. But last year, the government slashed the subsidies, and now Larusso says he doesn't have a single order. That boom did make Spain the leading installer of solar cells in the world, but all those panels still produce less than 1% of the country's electricity needs. Spain's investment in wind power was a bit more successful. An ad by the Spanish power company Iberdrola shows wind turbines towering over the plains where the fictional Don Quixote once battled the windmills of La Mancha. Spanish power companies have invested heavily in renewables, and it's estimated that wind power will have produced 25% of the country's electricity this year. Still, Spain's carbon emissions have risen drastically. Between 1990 and 2005, they went up by more than 50%, even though Spain agreed to limit the rise to 15% in the Kyoto Treaty. The office of Spain's Deputy Minister for Climate Change, Teresa Ribera, was buzzing in the days leading up to the Copenhagen summit. She gives 2 reasons for the rise in emissions. First, she says, it was the 10% increase in Spain's population in the last decade, mainly due to immigration.
The second thing, and this was a great mistake that we learned later, was that the economic policies were based in cheap access to energy. So to have competitive advantages for our economy.
Many experts say that the main cause of the increase in emissions was that Spain had one of Europe's biggest economic booms during that period. It came with a rapid suburban sprawl and sparked a love affair with the SUV among Spaniards, which now zoom along the country's many new highways. And yet, there's been virtually no debate here about these vehicles' impact on the environment. Miguel Duvison waves his security pass and enters the nerve center of Spain's smart electric grid. This is the third leg of Spain's renewable energy strategy, and one that's been a focus of attention for American officials. This center looks like a NASA ground control with 2 giant screens, one tracking hundreds of wind farms nationwide, and the other conventional energy plants. Duvison runs this operation for the National Electricity Network. He says it cuts carbon emissions by giving priority to renewable energy sources while letting carbon-emitting power plants meet the rest of the demand. Using this control center, we can guarantee an even supply of power, even though renewable energies are not as reliable as conventional sources, he says. Emissions levels have been dropping off since the peak in 2005, although some experts say that's because of the economic recession. Spanish officials say they've learned from the mistakes made after Kyoto and promise that even if the economy recovers, Spain will be more successful in meeting any carbon emissions targets set in Copenhagen. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.
Later today, you can go to our news blog, The Two Way, at npr.org. We'll have a live chat with scientists in Antarctica to get a penguin's eye view on the impact of climate change.